Well, we've just had a bit of breaking news in sport, and here's Gemma to tell us all about it. Gemma.
Yes, thank you, Laura. Well, some huge breaking news from the world of tennis. Roger Federer has announced he will retire from the sport after next week's Laver Cup. The 41-year-old has struggled with injuries the past 3 years and hasn't played since Wimbledon last year. Federer is regarded as one of the greatest men's players of all time, winning 20 Grand Slam titles, which puts him third on the all-time list behind Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal. He says he will no longer play in majors or on the ATP Tour, effectively ending an incredible career which has spanned 2 decades. His last event, as I mentioned, will be in London at the Laver Cup, which starts next Friday. This is how Federer announced his decision on social media.
As many of you know, the past 3 years have presented me with challenges in the form of injuries and surgeries. I've worked hard to return to full competitive form, but I also know my body's capacities and limits, and its message to me lately has been clear. I am 41 years old. I've played more than 1,500 matches over 24 years. Tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt, and now I must recognize when it is time to end my competitive career. The Laver Cup next week in London will be my final ATP event. I will play more tennis in the future, of course, but just not in Grand Slams or on the tour. This is a bittersweet decision because I will miss everything the tour has given me, but at the same time, there is so much to celebrate. I consider myself one of the most fortunate people on earth. I was given a special talent to play tennis, and I did it at a level that I never imagined for much longer than I ever thought possible. The last 24 years on tour have been an incredible adventure. While it sometimes feels like it went by in 24 hours, it has also been so deep and magical that it seems as if I've already lived a full lifetime. I've had the immense fortune to play in front of you in over 40 different countries. I have laughed and cried, felt joy and pain, and most of all, I have felt incredibly alive.
Well, let's get some reaction to this huge story from tennis broadcaster Craig Gabriel, who joins me now live from Hamburg. Craig, are you surprised that he's decided to call it quits now?
Yes and no. It's a difficult question to give a definitive answer to, because I think we were all expecting it, but at the same time, it still comes as a surprise and a shock. And I think a lot of people thought that maybe he would end up, if he was going to retire this year, that it would happen in Basel, which is his home tournament. But he's decided to do it at Laver Cup. I think we could all see it coming, but it still comes as a shock and a surprise.
Absolutely. He says it comes as a shock, because I actually remember him at Wimbledon this year. He was there for a ceremonial reason. He said he hoped to be back there next year. So what do you think's led him to make this decision right now, and, you know, why he hasn't waited a bit longer?
It's the knee issue all over again, because he started to feel discomfort in the knee just recently as he was practicing to be able to play at Laver Cup and hopefully Basel. So he says, you know, after the last 2-3 years with these injuries that he's been suffering and the number of surgeries that he's been through, that his body can't handle it anymore. And to go through the pace of playing major events like the Australian Open or Wimbledon or the US, where you're playing best of 5 sets, it makes it very difficult. So, as he was saying, he said, you know, it's not the end of tennis for him. He's still going to be playing tennis, just not at the majors or on the regular ATP tour.
So what do you think he means by that, then? If he's not going to be playing in the majors or on the tour, where else would he be playing?
Well, it'll be social stuff, I think, with his kids and just fun things. And then also maybe an exhibition here or there, you know, in some time to come when he feels a little bit more fitter with his injury issues. But when it comes to the grind of the regular tour, his body is not being able to stand up to that, and hence the decision. This has been a huge year for retirements, starting the year with Ash Barty retiring as number one, Serena Williams just recently at the US Open, Angie Kerber, another one that's hanging up the rackets, and now Roger. So it's been quite a year for players ending their careers.
It certainly has. And Craig, you spent a lot of time covering his career. Can you just give us your fondest memories?
Oh, goodness. Saying, you know, some of the private chats on occasions, but some of the matches, just to see how glorious he was on a tennis court. His movement was like a ballet dancer. The way he would glide across a court, the way he would play his single-handed backhand, and the precision that he would play returns with. I think back to those finals at Wimbledon against Rafa in 07 and 08, and among the greatest matches ever played, the final he played against Andy Roddick at Wimbledon, the Australian Open final that he won to give him his 20th major. I mean, there are so many moments with his career, and he's just a really nice guy, and somebody who was always very interested in what you were doing as well.
And do you think now this is going to kind of usher in this new era of tennis? We've just had Carlos Alcaraz, for example, just win the US Open. Are we now looking at a new era in the sport?
Oh, look, it's just so exciting. I mean, the Chinese have a saying, this is, may you live in interesting times. And that's what the situation of men's tennis is at the moment. The future of men's tennis is in brilliant hands when you've got the likes of Jannik Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz, Casper Ruud, the two finalists recently. So many exciting players. And then there's that other group of Stefanos Tsitsipas. Hopefully Alexander Zverev gets back. The competition is still going to be alive, and you've still got Rafa there, you've still got Novak there. But yes, you are seeing a gradual changing of the guard, which is so thrilling for the sport. And such nice people that are playing at the moment.
Absolutely, lots to look forward to. And as I mentioned previously, Federer is third on the all-time list in terms of Grand Slams. But for you personally, as somebody who's watched him, you know, many times, where does he rank for you among the greats? Do you think he is the greatest?
I actually do think he's the greatest, but it's such a difficult point to really be definite about, because you're going through so many eras of the sport, so many changes. I mean, from equipment changes to court surfaces to diets to training and all those sort of things. So it's very difficult just to say one player is the greatest of all time. Because of that, I think you can say they are the greatest of all time, a number of players. That's the same sort of point with Serena Williams. I don't think she's the greatest of all time when you look at some of the records. But she changed the face of women's tennis. Roger was the benchmark, was the bar for men's tennis.
Well, Craig Gabriel there, thank you for your thoughts. We'll let you go because I can imagine you're going to be a very busy man today.
Absolutely.